All right, friends. Hello.
Hello.
It's been a while.
It's probably our longest break yet.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, back with what everyone wants always, which is news from us. And then, yeah, we'll see what happens. We know we got one more episode for sure coming for you soon to celebrate our buddy Will Sloan's new book on Ed Wood that is coming out soon. We'll be interviewing him and talking about all things Mr. Wood. That's going to be
talking wood. Yeah,
talking wood. It's been I don't know about you, but it's been lovely revisiting all the Wood movies. I'm having a nice time.
Yeah, it's been fun. Let me dive back in on some of those.
And then John is gonna potentially has a new splashy announcement.
Yeah, something's coming. It'll be announced soon, but me and our pal Sam Deegan have a little something special coming soon. And yeah, who knows? There might be a totally new show out there soon.
I hope you guys are just talking about 90s D'Amato porn.
You wish. Wish. Yeah, Will probably pop on every now and then, but listen,
when you talk about bullshit like that, that's
oh yeah, absolutely. Life is tough, and we are doing our best over here, and of course we gotta have a beep, so I'm gonna beep this. No motherfucking douchebag fucking thief is gonna drive a wedge between us. I'm just gonna keep beeping it, but that fucking who, if I ever see on the side of the road, will be getting his fucking. So
it's a nice long beep to welcome everybody back.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a good stupid one to kick us off here with our news. There's shit happening all the time. You know the deal. None of it matters. But I'm going to start with some really good news here. I saw today on avclub.com. To me, anytime I see a headline like this, it's a holiday. The headline is, Luca Guadagnino's Sergeant Rock is dead. The reason this is great, anytime we find out Luca's going to make one less movie, that's a win for people who love movies. apparently, like, it's a DC movie, I guess. I don't know shit about comics that much, so I don't know if Sergeant Rock is, like, a thing. I have no idea who that is. But apparently, the studio just canceled it because they were like, wait, where's the... One source suggested the project's outdoor shoots were too difficult to schedule, while another raised the issue of Guadagnino's bona fides. He may know how to make a damn good art house film, but he's completely untested in the realm of superhero blockbusters.
Oh, well, they're usually good at getting those tested in that field first to make their movies. Could it be that maybe he had some ideas? Maybe you don't think he's a good filmmaker, but part of me thinks he might have had some ideas to bring to the table, and they were like, no.
It was like one too many needle drops. He was like, we have to bring back Soundgarden Spoon Man for this, like, emotional crescendo.
So. Yeah, was it going to be like Daniel Craig in this role or something?
It was, but he bailed. Okay, so.
That's funny.
Yeah, Daniel Craig dropped out, so then it was Colin Farrell instead.
What? He's the freaking Penguin, baby.
Yep. I guess Sergeant Rock runs the Nazi Fighting Easy Company. Whatever that means.
So. I think I actually had some Sergeant Rock comics because, like, yeah. I remember when we cleaned out my grandparents' crawl space, my dad found like a box of shit when he was a kid. You know, comics in there. And I'm pretty sure Sergeant Rock was in there because I remember thinking, like, what is this World War II shit in here?
Yeah. Well, if anyone who's listening is sad that it's canceled, one, stop listening. But two, don't worry. He still is going to remake American Psycho and do a Lord of the Flies adaptation. apparently that is, it's a silent adaptation with Lea Seydoux. And then also something called After the Hunt was Andrew Garfield, our girl AO, and Julia Roberts.
I mean, doesn't his shit always just get canceled? Like, I feel like everything he ever sets up just gets canceled.
I wish Challengers had been canceled. And then I wish Queer had been canceled as well.
Ooh, I could have hung with Challengers all day compared to fucking Queer. Oh, my.
That's fair. Yeah, both make me sweat for sure. But Queer was, well, once again, those fucking needle drops once they started. I was just like, dude, don't do a Burroughs fucking movie with grunge music. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
But don't you know that the grunge musicians were inspired by the beatnik poets?
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Come on. Like, Sonic Youth dedicated a whole album to this shit.
And Luca's the only dude who knew that too, so that's pretty cool.
At least we don't get his Scarface remake.
There's still hope.
Oh, Scarface is getting remade soon. I thought I read somewhere about a new Scarface coming out. Fuck, who was it too? Let's see, Scarface. Oh, they're still saying there's the Anton Fuqua one was going to happen at some point. That didn't happen, thank God.
Just a very underrated filmmaker that is just quivering to be reclaimed.
Yeah, he just directed his last movie in a van, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, on the note of people that who are awesome, though, did I send you In the Lost Lands yet? I finally got a good rip.
Oh, you could send it. I did watch it.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of his movies. It's good. I enjoyed it. Oh, it's Pablo Larraine.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So he's going to shoot at Academy ratio and pretend. That'll be cool.
And they got the Straight out of Compton writer. Hell yeah. Because the one-to-one there, you know, rappers love Scarface.
Oh, I can't wait. And then when he talks about Scarface, he'll be like, see, well, when I think about Scarface, I think about how like trapped he is by his surroundings. So that's why like we wanted to do it 4-3. So the audience felt also trapped.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. I can totally see like one of our favorite characters on the show coming back, the sweet green loving executive in Hollywood being like, well, you know, and this is an accent of Hollywood. That's all this is. They love what they're doing. They love the scoff. Have you seen Cribs? My grandson was watching Cribs and posters all over the wall. We get the Straight out of Compton guy to do it. Yeah.
It'll be good. Oliver Stone probably hasn't said the N-word in public in a while, so it's time again.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, he might as well. Let's get some more people dropping them. You know, let's spice the news up a bit. Bill Maher is a full Trumper. I miss him just dropping.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to watch... Since not that we hadn't lost Bill Maher 20 years ago, but since it's like, you know, Full Tilt Boogie, I decided I'm going to honor him by watching Pizza Man. Have you ever seen that shit?
Yes, I have seen Pizza Man. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Intrepid listeners, if you haven't seen Pizza Man, get on it. Bill Maher plays a pizza man.
Does.
And I think Trump's in it, right? If I remember right. Or is that not true? Oh, maybe I just wanted that to be true.
The guy plays Donald Trump in it.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's a Trump thing happening, but it's not a guy.
There's a guy in the movie called Sam Pancake.
Cool.
He plays the gay guy in some stuff.
I know about gay guys. Oh, yeah. I do know this guy.
I think he's in Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think he's the one where he calls him, Larry calls him. He's like, oh, you cunt.
Oh, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, cool. He's also in the, I forgot this happened. I'm going to have to watch it because I hate myself, but he's also in that, quote unquote spoof movie called the Hungover Games.
Oh no.
That looks pretty cool.
The Hungover Games.
Yeah, directed by Josh Stolberg, who also made Good Luck Chuck, Piranha 3D, Sorority Row, all good stuff.
Oh man, that's I'm looking at this.
This looks cool. Oh, he did make Saw 10 though, and that was good, so I'll give him that.
Okay. Huh. All right. Well, I don't know who this was for, but boy, they're taking everyone to task on this. They got Ted the teddy bear. They got the hangover and the oh, now I get it. That's great.
So yeah, this looks cool.
Yeah, it looks like they're taking on Johnny Depp's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or the Willy Wonka rule. Okay, well, that's something.
Yeah, no, this is cool. It's got, let's see, Caitlyn Jenner's in it. Kyle Richards is in it.
Ooh, we love her. Sam
Pancake, Tara Reid. Yeah, I'm going to watch this.
I love Sam Pancake.
Yeah, Sam Pancake's cool.
I wonder if there's another name for it. It's like Pentake. Oh, yeah. Ooh, Obama shows up in it. Hell yeah. Oh, let me be clear. Camille Grammer. Do you think that's the... Yep, that's the ex-wife of Kelsey Grammer. Of course she was in it.
Cool.
Oh, she's on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You probably know something about that.
No, because he's on there periodically, and his energy is so horrifying.
Oh, my God.
No, he just looks like he like just beats kids. He's got that kind of energy, you know.
Well, yeah, he definitely beat a child before.
I think so, yeah.
Well, anyway, as Will said, the remakes just keep on coming. We got here, ooh, I bet this is gonna be better than the original. Joseph Kosinski set to direct Miami Vice reboot. Okay.
Good. No, I mean, do we have a cast yet?
No. There's a rumor that they're trying to get Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell back.
Please don't do that.
I really don't need that.
Even if it somehow turned out to be great, it would just be sad to do that. Please don't do that.
What is going to be sad is this is definitely going to happen, and then Heat 2 is not going to happen.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, I think Heat 2 is a little expensive for Warner Brothers, but Sinners will save us all as it destroys the box office.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't seen it. Did you see it?
I don't think that. We'll wait till that one's a
little readily. It sounds exactly like the kind of movie you love because it's 2.5 hours. It's got a couple musical numbers.
Love that.
And it's directed by the person who directed our favorite Marvel movie. So
Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
And then, you know, I mean, I remember when Fruitvale Station came out and you said it was the greatest film that's ever come out. So
I said, we're about to solve race relations in this country.
And we did. that's where racism died, was at Fruitvale Station.
Yeah, no, I'm, which is funny. Cause then he got arrested for just trying to withdraw money from the bank.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Right. Yeah, this is bittersweet. We're just going through our old headlines.
On the note of things that we've historically done, I need to yell at people for a second. We won't get into the movie because we don't need to do that. This isn't the review corner. But just a PSA, David Cronenberg's very excellent The Shrouds is not a sci-fi movie. Because
people are saying that.
Yes. Oh, I'm looking at an article on AV Club called David Cronenberg Goes Back to His Sci-Fi Roots. Guys, science fiction has to be about future technology. Everything that happens in The Shrouds is available right now. It is not science fiction at all. It's just we live in this world and people don't want to admit that, so they're calling it sci-fi. And it makes me real mad. It was good, though. Cronenberg himself on... when he talked to Mark Maron, was like, why? It's not sci-fi. How is it sci-fi?
Yeah, it's called body horror.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But anyway, it's not sci-fi. So whether you like it or not, I don't care. But just stop saying it's sci-fi. That's my request for today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. And if you didn't like it, movies just might not be for you. And I've said that many times, but there's a certain somebody who I know who likes to go online and tweet a lot. They're doing some great programming work. I enjoy the website he runs, but dog, maybe you just don't need to give your thoughts on every goddamn movie that pops up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. And I try not to hardline too much, but I'm just going to say, I think everyone's wrong if they don't agree that this is Cronenberg's best and most dense movie since Crash.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I mean,
it just is.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of really great stuff, but when we got that, it was like, thank you. I won't down all the pills today.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you, David. And thank you, everyone, for not calling movies set in the current time science fiction.
Yeah, it's pretty funny to see how people are reacting to it. And especially after Miss Charlie XCX shouts his name out on stage. Did you see all that?
No.
Google Charlie XCX, David Cronenberg, Joaquin Trier.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're just going to have a live reaction to Will see this, because I thought it was a joke when someone sent it to me, and it was apparently very real. We might get to her in a second, because doing too much really fits the bill.
Let's see.
It's something.
Oh, she also shouted out Ari Aster, Celine Song.
We need to leave this. We need to hold space for the best filmmakers right now, like Celine Song and Ari Aster.
Oh, my God.
First off, let me say, Charlie, love you. Charlie, baby, love you. Your albums are very good. I hope you continue to make them, but word to the wise, for sure stay out of politics and definitely stay out of the movie business. Good Lord. What? Yeah, she's on a tear. She might be the ultimate example of someone who, what we always talk about on this show, is someone who just became a film fan.
Sure. Yeah.
And is now making it their life.
Yeah,
because it's just getting a little ridiculous. And again, we are not fans of her music.
I am.
Oh, you don't like her music? Okay.
Well, actually, I do, up to whatever Brat or whatever.
Yeah,
it's fine.
There was better. She had better work. I think Brat was definitely the most overpraised work. But whatever.
Yeah.
Will
it's
Hayes,
I don't have any
fine success, and I love seeing a woman rise to the top. but okay, so Will is finally catching up with the horrible signs behind her performing. Okay, so you've heard that she's about to star in some movies, right?
No.
Oh, she's apparently shot 7 films, and now has been released.
Damn. All right. Well, let's hope he's good at acting.
Let's hope, because there's one called The Moment, another called 100 Nights of a Hero, one called Erupsja, something called I Want Your Sex, another called Sacrifice, another called The Gallerist, and then the reimagining of Faces of Death.
Excuse me?
You heard it. That's right. Charlie XCX is going to play the bomb detonator who... Yeah, pretty, but Will, I've saved the best. There's one remake I'm leaving off of here that just got announced.
What's that?
Oh, I think you're gonna like it.
Okay.
Do you remember the late 90s, a certain movie that took the extremity of horror by storm, about a young woman keeps a bag on her floor and stares at it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm familiar with it. You know, I am a black belt cinephile, so yeah, I've heard of it.
Well, she's gonna remake it.
Fuck.
And he's going to play that lead role.
What? Oh my God. Who's the dude? Who's playing the dude? Is it one of the fucking Skarsgårds?
Hasn't said yet. It's apparently being kept under wraps because she was rumored to be doing a movie with none other than Mr. Miike himself. And word has gotten out that it is a remake of Audition. And I needed it remade. I needed to say, like I've said, I don't know why you put Asian women in these movies. Put an American or British, it's fine, in the movie so I can understand what they're saying. I'll tell you, last time I watched it, beautiful visuals, had no idea what was going on.
I mean, it was fine. It wasn't lit bright enough, though, for me. I'd like to get Netflix in the room to make sure I can see the brown hue of everything.
Yes. Oh, it's pissed cabbage off so much. My cat is very upset.
This is a person whose writing I routinely love and have for, you know, quite a while. I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, as they say, but just clicked on Vulture and the first thing I see is an article by Bill G. Beery. But it's called In Praise of Revenge of the Sith, the saddest and sincerest Star Wars movie. Thank God someone's doing that. We needed to praise, reclaim. It's time to reclaim the fucking prequels. God damn it.
Let's go.
God damn it. Yeah, so, I don't know, my dude. Maybe he's not getting enough work right now writing booklets for Blu-rays.
No. I mean, listen, I'll take all those prequels over the new ones, but it's not like these were hidden masterpieces waiting. But they are, because the last time I saw this being talked about was during the heydays of vulgar auteurism with all those fucking Canadians being like, Phantom Menace is about really good. It's a really good movie. It's a masterpiece.
Just to be clear, Will Sloan was not one of those Canadians. So that's why he's flat on the show.
We're not anti-Canadian. We're just anti-most Canadians.
Yeah, we like outside of, you know, obviously like David Cronenberg and shit, we like Louise and then Will and Justin. Those are our three Canadians.
And anyone else we become friends with eventually. Yeah. And we'll like them. But
anyone else who's nice to us.
Rick Moran.
Yeah. Well, they all, that's all grandfathered in, you know.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah. Well, I always forget, like, I forget that Jim Carrey's Canadian most days, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jim.
Yeah, he's doing good. He seems to be doing well.
I just rewatched that when he did the tribute to Blake Edwards on the Academy Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the happiest he's ever looked. I'm very excited to see what's going to go on with Audition. It looks like it is Focus Features.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Oh.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, I can already literally see her doing the same face she makes in all of her press photos, like,
yeah.
Like got her hair up and she's gonna have that. She's gonna be looking at a bag, but it's not gonna be from the movie.
I'd love to be shocked, and maybe she's somehow just naturally like an unbelievably gifted actor. It's possible. You never know.
Probably not, but if no, that's the case, not. That would be, she does think she's Madonna, and it's like, girl.
Just pay attention to how Madonna's doing. Just stop trying to be her.
That's true.
We can literally see where it ends up if you...
Yeah.
If the goal is to be in a trailer park, arguably abusing young black men all the time, then sure, go ahead.
True.
Also, shout out to another, like, you know, the news reporting has not been strong in a long, long time, but these headlines, I clicked on Screen Rant for some film news, and the first one, it's just a screenshot of Scarlett Johansson, and it just says, Scarlett Johansson looks scared in new Jurassic World reboot photo.
I guess she did her job.
That's her. She looks scared. It's gonna be good.
Boy, they're running out of things. She looks scared. So funny. Oh shit. After I looked up Takashi Miike remake, okay, there is that, which is not good, but interesting. He's re-envisioning and shooting, I guess, this month, or shooting this month. He's doing his version of Bad Lieutenant called Bad Lieutenant Tokyo.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, yeah, that, yeah, I'm in. That's say no more, because there's an idea that he can actually bring his own thing to instead of be doing his movie in America. And it's being produced by the guy who did Audition, at 13. So 13 Assassins, so his original.
Okay.
It's the original guy. So yeah, it's going to be a corrupt Tokyo police officer and compulsive gambler becomes entangled in a complex investigation when a mysterious FBI agent played by Lily James arrives to probe the disappearance of a politician's daughter.
Sick.
Unfolds against the backdrop of Tokyo's criminal underworld, where a sinister figure linked to the Yakuza appears to be tracking their every move. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he can probably handle the Yakuza genre.
Yeah. One, for those who haven't dabbled in that stuff as much, what's exciting too, one of them Yakuzas is definitely going to get fucked in the ass, because that always happens in his Yakuza movies.
Absolutely, that is going to happen. Yeah, no, I'd love to see him get back to the old Yakuza stomping grounds of his damn. Yeah.
Instead, did you like his last movie? What was it called? Monster, whatever.
The Great Yokai Monster thing.
No.
Oh, I've always wanted to watch one of those, but
those rule. Those are great.
But, do you have the latest one he did of that?
Well, that's what I'm here. Let me pull up.
Are you talking about Lumberjack the Monster?
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
It's not great or anything, but it was enjoyable. Yeah, I dug it. But yeah, his latest yokai one was all right. It was pretty fun.
If you, maybe send that to me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It looks like we got Blazing Fists and Sham announced for this year so far.
Why? God, he just can't stop.
No, he truly. Yeah. It's unbelievable. His output.
Truly. Yeah. Well, I'm excited for this then.
He also has a new, Jesus Christ, he's doing a new television series this year as well.
Dude.
Wait, it's called Night of the Living Cat, but this is sick. One of the spellings is NYAIGHT of the Living Cat. I don't know why or what the significance of that is, but that's cool. Night.
No, a living cat.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Never mind. It's an anime.
All right, I'm back out. Hopping right back out of that water. Damn. Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the remaking Elephant Man?
I did. With
I'm nervous about that. Adam Pearson is incredible. So that, of course, the casting is good because he's an amazing actor. So that'll be great. But I don't know about.
Yeah, something about him really seems to fit the part of the Elephant Man.
What is it? What could it be?
I want to now engage. I can't wait to engage in like which was worse, like David Lynch taking away a job from someone who has that sort of disorder, or that we're exploiting someone with that disorder. I don't know which side to fall on just yet.
Well, Adam will talk about it. He likes to engage, so I'm sure he'll go after people.
I hope.
I don't. This is. I mean, it's. One of those times again, maybe it'll be great, but it's always a weird idea to remake movies that are perfect.
Yeah, it is. It's a bad idea and you probably shouldn't do it, but when money talks, you gotta walk. Damn, that's too bad. Yeah, I mean, I think once they, I mean, I know that like our old pals at Marvel, you know, it's like they've got their new Avengers movie coming out, and I think a lot of people are saying this could be like close to the movie that comes to almost probably costing $1 billion to make. And man, if that makes any money, it's all cooked, at least for another like 8 years.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Hopefully it just somehow actually puts them under. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, you know, to everybody who's followed, you know, we'll pop in and out. We just, things have taken off in a very different direction in our lives, and we're just trying to juggle everything we can. So, you know, you can obviously still catch us on the road with Francomania coming up.
Right. In July, specifics announced soon, but we'll be back in the big fucking Apple.
That's right.
Not just more Jess and not just rare Jess, but also some celluloid Jess this time.
Oh, we can't wait. We got something so special. So we'll obviously pop on for stuff like that. Truly, thank you to everyone who's like supported and we've enjoyed this. And again, this is not the end, but it's just, there's a new beginning coming. So yeah, and this is not technically the last episode, but we just want to address everyone and say we love you.
Yep, it's true. And we love you. And all the kind folks who've been coming into the video store talking about Jess and talking about the show and screenings and shit. It's very sweet and wonderful, and we love you all.
Yes. So just keep your ears and eyes peeled. We'll have to pop on the special ones every now and then, but
yep.
Some of you are probably breathing a sigh of relief because it's like, oh, this is the last probably of those news episodes. That's incredible. So yeah, when guests are on, stuff like that, when we got to promote stuff, we'll have a lot of things coming up this year, actually. So, you know, you can pay attention to the, Instagram to see what that is. But July is going to be a busy month. Let's put it that way.
It's true. Let's see. We got 2 minutes left on our free Zoom. Do you want to talk your Terror Tuesdays?
Come on. Oh, yeah. I guess you can always find me on Tuesday nights showing movies that, listen, I love taking jobs and I love money. And honestly, the Draft House has been very chill to work with. And big shout out to Jake Hisgar for letting me kind of do it my way in a sense, because it was pretty cool to see a sellout crowd for Macumba Sexual.
That has been an enormous topic in the store. So many people have come in and been like, that was amazing to witness in a Draft House in Wrigleyville.
Well, don't worry. I got more coming. When we didn't think this was going to work, the next couple months were supposed to be sort of like, let's make some money, but had no idea that you freaks wanted that shit. So once July hits there, I'm back on my bullshit. Not that the stuff coming up isn't good, but I was definitely trying to ensure box office sales, but all stuff that we would ride for, nothing that we would say sucks.
Soon back to only Woman's Torment and Macumba Sexual.
Yeah, no, literally. It's a pretty nice lineup for the rest of the summer. I'll say that much.
I hope 1 month you're just doing four of the five Angel Guts. That would be so, just all of them.
Maybe one's already been submitted.
What color will it be, friends? Will it be red? And what word will come after? Who knows?
Oh, also, May 17th, we are going to be at the Leather Archive showing Radley Metzger's Les Images.
The greatest movie.
Les Images. Yeah, it rocks. Movie. Awesome.
Also, truly, if you feel weird on watching hardcore pornography with people, this one is just barely technically hardcore. Truly very low key as far as the sex stuff goes, pretty much just blowjobs.
It's a movie, and this is a real movie.
Oh, absolutely. If you like art house. If you love art house movies and sexy stuff, you're going to love it.
Yeah, that's good. So, We love you all.